Ours to Protect, brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
For this week's episode of Ours to Protect, we'll visit Ardna Crusha, a hydroelectric dam on the River Shannon in County Clare. Built as part of the Shannon scheme, it is considered the most groundbreaking infrastructure project ever constructed in Ireland, and it's still generating power for the ESB today. In generation, the ESB currently operates 11 thermal stations, 19 wind farms and 10 hydro stations in Ireland and the UK, one of which is Ardna Crusha, located on the lower River Shannon near Limerick. The Shannon scheme at Ardna Crusha was the first electricity generating station operated by the ESB. It was developed by the Irish government between 1925 and 1929. The construction of the groundbreaking scheme played a pivotal role in the development of Ireland in the 20th century. It also generated huge employment throughout the period, paving the way for the social, economic and industrial development of Ireland. At the time, the electricity generated was enough to meet the needs of the whole country. I travelled to Ardna Crusha to meet Brendan Shine, plant manager at the generating station, to find out more about the plant and began by asking what type of electricity is generated there.
Hydroelectricity is electrical power generated by the gravitational falling forces of water or flowing water. So what actually happened was back in 1925-29, T.A. McLaughlin decided, asked the Irish government to build the likes of Ardna Crusha Power Station. So fantastic idea at the time. So what he saw, that he worked in Siemens Schuckert, and he worked with Siemens in Germany, and Pomerania was called, which is now more or less Poland. And he saw the same topography that was similar in Poland, and Ireland was the exact same. So he said, well, if they can do it in Poland, why can't we do it in Ireland? So that's where the dream came from. He saw the mighty River Shannon as a huge energy source, because at that time it was only 27 megawatts of power being generated, usually in Dublin or Cork. So what actually happened was that he said, hold on a minute, we don't have much natural resources, because coal, we had very little coal, so we wanted to become an independent nation after we become Saoirse na hÉireann, after Shannon Free State.
Why did they pick Shannon? Was it something to do with trying to rebalance, or was it down to the Shannon estuary having like a particular depth? What made them pick Ardna Crusha and the location?
It's the topography alone of the station, because this is the mouth of the river, of the biggest river in the British Isles. So here is where All the energy actually starts. You see, we have the likes of, it starts in the Coolcat Mountains. There, that's the Shannon Pot. And then it goes into Loch Allen, Loch Ree and Loch Derg. So all that flowing, falling water, which is an average of about 190 tonnes per second. That's the average rainfall. So it was the perfect place to put a generating station, right at the mouth of the river, before it goes out to the Shannon estuary. So, you know, we were a young nation, Saoirse na hÉireann, we were only 2 years old, and when a young engineer, and that's why we have all our Ardna Crusha tour experiences and visitors' experiences. We have a lot of that. We always encourage the STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and maths, because, you know, to grow our industry, we need a young genius to start coming through at the time. So back then, we had a lot of awards for us, the likes of Ardna Crusha. It was the first national integrated electricity system in the world. That means we were generating, we were transmitting, we were distributing and supply. We became, the flagship for all other countries around the world. We were the first country in the world to do it. Now, remember that we were a young state. People said, why were we so fearless, they say, politicians back then, to take those decisions? Remember, they were being shot at 2 years previous during the Civil War, but so they had no fear of making these decisions. And it was real visionary stuff. And thank God we have those people again. They're back in the state. They're in the ESB. And the future looks fantastic. Any young people joining, thinking about joining the ESB, is a fantastic career ahead of us. Especially now with all the diverse areas that we're going into regarding power generation. Then we had another awards for us, is that we had a Kaplan turbine, which was installed in 1934. First of all, the station was between 1925 and 29. We had three units. They were the Francis turbines. They were the first of them. We were commissioned and built by 1929. So by October 1929, we were generating power to the entire country. 1934, because the electricity became so popular, by 1934, we installed another thing called a Kaplan turbine, which is nearly the standard throughout the world now. But it's going to be part of the new Ardna Crusha experience. And in that unit, believe it or not, it's an incredible capital turbine. We're redoing it now at the moment, removing rust paint and have getting it ready for exhibition purposes. That was the first one to work at 30 metre height. And then, of course, then we had the third one, which was the ISO 9002 accreditation back in the night. We were the first hydro station in the world to get that. We also received fantastic awards from the American Society of Civil Engineering. Where this building here would be in the same category as the building of the Eiffel Tower or the Golden Gate Bridge. And then we had the Industrial Electrical Engineers Award, which was the likes of the Space Shuttle and the Japanese Bullet Train. They are awards that we would. This is what the station is doing. The likes of the station here was actually built and operational 2 years before the Hoover Dam was even commissioned. Hoover Dam was 1931, was only commissioned, was actually put operation in 1936. So you can imagine we were the flagship for all other Siemens hydro stations around the world. They used us as the template, and we've never looked back since.
And could you give a sense of how much electricity is now generated in Ardna Croí?
As I speak today, we're generating about 2 gigawatts per day. It's about 86 megawatts per hour, which is equivalent to powers about 46,000 homes as I speak to you today. So the Fording River itself is 400 tonnes per second. So that's the equivalent of 34 million tonnes of water we passed through the station in the last 24 hours. And to give it a size of scale, that would be an Olympic-sized swimming pool passing through the station every 6 seconds.
And can you tell me how important renewable energy is here in Ardna Croí? I suppose give context as to how groundbreaking it was for them to invest in renewable energy back in the foundation of the Free State.
It was because of our natural resources. We mostly were agriculture, fisheries. That's basically what our industry was. And the vision at the time was T.A. McLaughlin, who was the founding engineer, you could say, for the ESB. His vision was that he wanted to industrialise the country. But we think about, we knew this day, we open our tap and water flows. Back then, all you had was someone going to a local pump. So for the likes of, even like the chickens that we used to assume with eggs and things like that, to industrialise that, you have to have an awful lot of water. Pumped water, electrical water. So that's basically how our industry, he decided that, okay, we can't, because we didn't have any fossil fuels, natural resources, but the one thing we have in abundance in Ireland is water. So the way he looked at it was, why not harness the power of that water? And that's what generated our electricity. We have a T.A. McLaughlin, who was a genius for his time, a young engineer. We now have about 20 of these T.A. McLaughlins within the ESB at the moment. There's 9,000 of us here at the moment, make sure we maintain power to the island of Ireland. And also we have businesses also in the UK. They now realise the importance of generating our net zero 2040 strategy. In other words, we intend to be carbon neutral by 2040 with all our generation. I think natural gas will always be there till at least 2050, until the renewables, the likes of wind, solar, hydrogen. Because one thing about generating power, you have to have a storage facility. And because oil and natural gas is very energy dense, in other words, there's a lot of the calorific value and the heat that's generated from the likes burning of that is very hard to replicate. What we're going to do is hydrogen, it looks like now, will be, or ammonia, will be burning, either one of those, which is, and when you burn it, it actually just turns to water. So it's just, that's the byproduct of it. So the days of fossil fuels are coming to an end.
To find out more information about Ardna Croí and the work of the ESB, you can visit esb.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.